From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Last night, the state of Wisconsin counted the number of people living in homeless shelters or on the streets. They do this twice a year. In 2012, there were nearly 19,000 people who spent the night in shelters across the state. The count is used to help determine the amount of government money shelters will receive. While the Salvation Army has been the mainstay homeless shelter in the La Crosse area for years, the La Crosse Warming Center in the First Baptist Church on West Avenue is in its second full winter of providing shelter to those who don't qualify to stay at the Salvation Army. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis talked with Warming Center coordinator Mary Fitzpatrick, who works for Catholic Charities. She says the Warming Center started after a homeless coalition determined there was a gap in services in La Crosse.
What they were finding was that the shelters that we did have in place, because a certain population of homeless people, maybe because of their drinking or a criminal history, they're not allowed to access those shelters. And because of that, they had no place to go.
Who are you serving?
We're licensed to serve up to 15 homeless adult men and women. They have to be at least 18 years of age for us to, you know, to have them be accepted at the shelter.
Why no children?
Well, because we're just, you know, we have a limited space, and there are other homeless facilities in place to take care of them.
How is this a different service than, say, from what the Salvation Army offers?
The Salvation Army will let homeless men and women in, but like I said, if there is some kind of a criminal conviction in their past, because they all also are a family shelter and have children present, they have to breathalyze everyone that comes in there and then check their background, their criminal background. If someone has had even just one beer, they won't be able to stay there that night.
You do not check for that? I know you accept people with substance abuse problems or mental illness. Do you do no background checks, and can you explain your policy?
Well, we do not do background checks. We accept people where they're at. We do not breathalyze because, you know, that's what it was. It was open to accept people, you know, who have those issues. We do an intake with them, and when they come in, if they're not able to walk or to answer a few simple questions, then, you know, we make a referral and get them transportation to one of the hospitals to their detox centers. We're not professionals, and then we see that we make sure that they get the professional help that they need. So we do let people in who've had a beer or so, you know, that are able to be respectful and to the other guests and to the volunteers who are there as well.
It goes both ways, though, doesn't it? You also accept referrals from someone that a police officer might encounter or a hospital or even the Salvation Army, someone who doesn't qualify there. They can be sent to the Warming Center.
Exactly. We work very closely with the police department and with both hospitals. You know, the police will find someone that doesn't need to go to the hospital or they're not doing anything criminal so that they would need to go to the police department, and they really before had no place to take them. So they're very grateful that, you know, that the Warming Center does exist, and they will call us and find out if we have room. We can only accept 15 people, as I said, so they will call us if they find someone to see if we do have room for more people and then bring them over so that they can spend the night with us.
What hours are you open during the evening?
People can walk in between the hours of 9 and 10 o'clock at night. We have our hours then because at that point, even if they haven't been drinking, and not everyone that comes into the center has been drinking, at that time of night, Salvation Army is done doing their intakes, and they're not going to be able to get in there anyway. So, you know, at that point, we accept the 15 people that, you know, that come to our door.
So what types of services do you provide for the night?
Well, it really was set up just to provide a safe, warm place for people to get in out of the winter, out of the cold. We have had people freeze to death, so it's some place that they can come in that's safe, like I said, and warm, and we do have a meal that's delivered every evening, and so they have a nice hot meal and a place to stay until the morning.
Once you hit the 15-person limit, you have to turn people away?
We do, you know, because of we have this conditional use permit through the city, and because of the size of the space, you know, that's all we're allowed to accept. But, you know, last month, in December, there were only 7 nights where we were at capacity. So, you know, out of the 31 days, most of the nights we could accept more people.
Why do you think that is? There is not the need, or are you just not well enough established yet?
Well, you know, we saw 58 different people last month. You know, that's a huge number of people. So it's not the same people every night. Some people will come and stay 1 or 2 nights, and then, you know, maybe stay with a friend for a while. We don't know, you know, and other people will come and stay, you know, for weeks at a time, and that's perfectly fine, you know, until they have someplace else. Around Christmas time, some of the guests did go wherever home was and spend a few nights with their family. We really don't know because we don't, you know, we don't ask them where they've been, and you know, we're just glad that they feel safe to come, you know, and come in once they are back and they need that facility.
So what is a typical evening like at the warming center?
We do our intakes at 9 o'clock. We are staffed by volunteers. It's not Catholic Charities Warming Center. It's the La Crosse Warming Center because it's staffed by volunteers. It's community people and people from all the different churches. Each night is coordinated by a different church or group, and we have people that check people in starting at 9 o'clock. They come in. We collect some basic demographic information. We do work with the other programs and agencies that have programs for the homeless. So we ask people if they're a veteran, for instance, because if they'd like a referral to the veterans services programs, you know, that's an extensive program that works to get the homeless vets off of the streets. You know, we would love to be put out of business. If people would like a referral to Salvation Army, that's a residential shelter. At our shelter, they check in at night and they check out in the morning. Salvation Army, if they can get in there, then they have a place to stay for up to 90 days. And they have case managers that will work with them and make the changes with them and help them make the changes, you know, to turn their lives around and find work if that's what they need. Some of the people that do come in are working, but, you know, they will work with them and on whatever their issues are and hopefully get them, you know, in a position and into housing.
Do you feel the warming center is making a difference in that regard? Are people following up on the referrals that you might make, and are they able to get other more long-term shelter help and help with the other needs?
Yeah, you know, we do know that when we make the referrals that, you know, that there is the connection that's made. But then, you know, it's up to the individual to, you know, to work with that agency or that program, you know, and follow through in order to make those, you know, make that change. You know, at that point, we kind of have to let them go. And you know, so we know that there are people that have been coming to the warming center that have been referred and that aren't, you know, that are working with those agencies, you know, that aren't coming back. So, you know, we can only assume then that it's working.
The last couple of weeks, I guess, have been your traditional, typical Wisconsin winter weather, everything from freezing cold to freezing rain and warmer temperatures, some fog, a little bit of everything. On those nights, like tonight, when we're supposed to get very cold, and we're going to have a cold snap here coming up. Are you busier those nights?
Not necessarily. You know, people have other options. Some of them will take advantage of that. Because I've seen people give up their space in line to someone who didn't have another option. Some of them have friends that say, you know, if it's really cold, you can come and crash on my couch for a few nights, you know, and so they'll do that. You know, so You know, they know where, you know, some of them do have these other options that they're able to take advantage of. You know, and so we haven't been coming in full or just at the 15. But on those nights when it is really, really cold, like it's forecasted to be, our volunteers will generally get there a little bit earlier, get things set up, and then get the doors open and get people in earlier than what we normally would if it wasn't such a, you know, such a bad night.
You rely very heavily on volunteers. What did they do? And do you need more?
We can always use more volunteers. Because we're open 7 nights a week now until the beginning of April, we need a minimum of 42 volunteers a week. You know, so that's a lot of people. And, you know, we still do have openings in our schedule and are always looking for people that are, you know, able to either check people in, provide a meal, or some people that can do the overnights. We divide the night into two shifts. So there are people there from like 10 to 2, and then other people come in from 2 to 7 so that, you know, it's not that long stretch. But, you know, we're, like I said, we're always looking for more volunteers, and if people would want to call me, we can get them, you know, get them on the schedule.
Mary, what needs does the Warming Center have?
The church does donate the space to us, but so we don't pay rent, but we do have to pay for heating the space, for electricity, water. Because we're not set up as a commercial kitchen to wash dishes, we have to use disposable plates and napkins and utensils, and so we generate quite a bit of garbage. So we pay for a dumpster that gets emptied every week. And then we do have needs for, you know, for supplies and that kind of thing that we get a lot of things donated, but there are things that we do need to buy. We have gone through a lot of long underwear lately, so we have a need for that. We always have a need for bowls. The meals that come in generally are like soups and stews and chilies, that kind of thing that goes into a disposable bowl. So, you know, and in the morning we have a kind of a grab-and-go kind of breakfast for people, and so we use bowls if they're making oatmeal or having some cold cereal, that kind of thing. So, you know, we're always in need of those kinds of things.
Mary Fitzpatrick coordinates the La Crosse Warming Center for Catholic Charities. The agency operates a similar facility in Eau Claire, is opening one in Wausau tomorrow night, and there's talk of opening a warming center in Prairie du Chien. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Mian Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers, or if you have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.